News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Mum's instincts are honed by repeatedly having to figure things out. We cannot criticise dads for not having the same parenting initiative if we never give them the chance to develop it by themselves. So wrote Chrissy Russell, freelance writer with the Irish Independent. She joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Chrissy. What prompted you to write this piece?
Well, at the moment, there have been a whole slew of interviews by Paloma Faith, who's promoting her new book, taking a fairly unflinching look at motherhood. And she's come out with some crackers, basically saying that men have no initiative, that the reason that women can't have it all is because men are lazy, and she used a few choice terms, but essentially said they're useless. And I thought, interesting. But the one that stood out for me was she was saying that delegation is a full-time job, and that it takes that much effort for women to tell men what to do that really you may as well do it yourself. And I have to say that sort of jumped out at me, because I've certainly felt in that position myself from time to time.
That you are like the home manager almost. Yeah. And just like the just tell me what to do becomes a bit hollow, I suppose, when you just do what needs to be done.
But is it
a chicken and an egg or an egg situation? Because I know what you're saying is if we don't, geez, sound really patronising. If we don't give men the opportunity and the chance and the space to develop their parenting skills, how will they do that? But is it like, which came first? Do you know? You know what I'm asking? Before I shoot myself in the foot here on air.
No, it's a complex one, and it's very hard not to sound patronising. And I'm sure somebody's going to get offended no matter what you say, because mum blaming isn't great. You know, obviously there's a whole issue there with the imbalance in childcare, and there's a societal issue, and there's many things need addressed. But I suppose I'll give you my personal experience recently, where for some reason I was not dressing our youngest child, and I asked my husband to do it. And straight away, the question was, what will I put on him? I was like, I'm not the child stylist. I have no outfit of the day plan. Work away. There's three drawers there. Go mad. And now, whatever he put him in, I have a feeling it was something Christmassy. And this is only a few months ago. The child came out. I was like, no, not that. And I do think, oh, God, I should have just done it myself. And I feel that comes up a lot. But then at the same time, if the mums are always just doing it themselves because then it gets done right, how does the other person, you know, actually get to come to the point where they're like, oh, do you know what? Actually, I can do this because I'm doing it frequently enough.
It's interesting because you say you put him in a Christmassy thing and it was only a couple of months ago, which is, you know, whatever. But do you think some of this sort of poor management of domestic tasks, is some of this learned helplessness, or is some of this by design? Because if you do something pretty badly, you're not always asked to do it twice.
I do think there's a wee bit of guilt on both sides, isn't there? Because I know, like, certainly back in sort of the nappy changing times, there was a lot of my other half being like, but you're so much better at it. I was like, yeah, I'm better at it because I do it more often. It's not like I have magic powers. I'm just doing it more repeatedly than you are. So I do think there is a bit of a get-out clause there sometimes, where it's easier to say, but you're so much better at it. And then for the other person to be like, well, yeah, actually, I am better at it. But unless you're dividing it up, and unless, you know, the other person's getting their chance to not be as bad at it, it's never going to balance out. So I don't know. I suppose it was interesting to me because I think it's very quick and easy always to be like, oh,
that's
useless.
Okay, and I'm on dodgy ground here, but I have been since the start of this chat. I was listening to somebody talking about a study not that long ago, and in the study they were saying that the hormonal differences between men and women, we have predominant estrogens, they have predominant testosterones, that first of all, we nurture differently than fathers do, for example. Dads are very much about playing with their kids, which is a very valuable thing. Mums are not really about playing with their kids. They're about minding their kids. And kids go to each parent instinctively when they want care or when they want crack, as it was. Like, are we trying in some ways to, I don't know, subvert nature, do you think? Because could there be...
Oh, God, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe in those very early days in particular, you know, if mom's breastfeeding, yeah, you know, the division of labour is not going to be the same. But I mean, I'm more talking about, you know, dad's been like, oh, what will I make for their dinner, rather than, you know, making just
going off and making spaghetti bolognese, which is what you always have every Tuesday anyway.
And I think as well, you know, what kind of jumped out to me was that actually, like my husband is great with the kids. And the areas particularly, you know, where he's probably given them more freedom, where I'd have been hanging over the top of them, stopping them, you know, they're great at that. Like, you know, they're fearless outside. They'll go down hills on scooters. They've got brilliant balance, you know, because he wasn't on top of the, you know, he was letting them do it. So that, I suppose that kind of was the thing that jumped out to me a wee bit, where I was like, you know, it's all very easy to be like, oh, God, dads are useless. But kind of just because they're maybe not doing it the way that you think they should be doing it, does that make it wrong? And, you know, should you be jumping in?
Are we doing dads a disservice? Should dads be given more leeway to do things in their own way, to put kids in Christmas jumpers? And but I'm not even joking.
Does it really matter?
Do you know what I mean? Dads, like, we have different sets of standards or something, and maybe their standards are fine too.
That's what I think. I do wonder a wee bit if the mommies, you know, are we a wee bit more bit into thinking we have to get it perfect? Do you know what I mean? I think there's a lot more pressure on mums to get it right. The dads can be a bit more freewheeling, but it doesn't. There isn't necessarily a right way, like particularly in that, you know, what kids wear or, you know, what birthday present gets bought for the other kid in class or, you know, all those things.
Look, thank you for that. It's really interesting. That is Chrissy Russell, their freelance writer with the Irish Indo. Let us know what you think. Our dads, do we kind of control what they do and monitor what they do and then criticise what they do? But actually part of why they're not doing more is because the mums are hovering all over them. Let us know what you think about this. 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.